So, you know, I think that we need to use the treatments that give us the best responses. And personally, I prefer FOLFOX with Avastin as having the highest response rate. And I think the data, even in first line from the somewhat abbreviated SWOG study, shows that the addition of Erbitux in first line does improve the response rate to chemotherapy. So we've got two antibodies, each of which does give you a higher response rate.
Can you talk a little bit more about that data set?
That was the CLGB study that was presented by Alan Vinook, and it was supposed to be a 2,200-patient study, but was stopped early at 280-some patients. But it was a 2-by-2 randomization of FOLFOX versus FOLFIRI, plus or minus cetuximab. And when cetuximab was added, it showed about a 10 to 20% increase in the response rate for both arms. So that would suggest that in this study, you know, the addition of cetuximab to first-line chemotherapy will improve the response rate and hopefully will continue to make borderline resectable patient become resectable. If the other data that we should be seeing soon with respect to that would be from a large European trial called the CRYSTAL trial, that's FOLFIRI plus or minus cetuximab for first-line therapy. And according to the press release, that did achieve the primary objective of improved progression-free survival, but they didn't mention the response rates. But I assume that it will confirm that FOLFIRI plus cetuximab is a higher response rate.
Any way to estimate, you know, there's not really much data that you're talking about here, but how that would compare with using bevacizumab alone or using both antibodies?
Well, if you have, just as a benchmark, you know, in the pivotal trial from Hurwitz, 35% for IFL. So let's say in a phase 3 trial, you're going to have around 40% response rate for chemotherapy alone. You're probably likely to get 50% or 10% higher with the bevacizumab and hopefully another 10% higher with cetuximab, so maybe 60%. I mean, in phase 2 studies, people are already reporting 60-odd percent for some of these combinations of one antibody, but in the phase 3 trials, it's always lower.